Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh.
Well, welcome to Mind Food Radio. At Mind Food, we get all sorts of nutritionists, we get all sorts of diets across our desks. And of course, the latest one that seems to be a lot of buzz around is the paleo diet. And I'd like to welcome to the show nutritionist Claire Yates. Hi, Claire.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Now, you're a big fan, aren't you, of the paleo diet? And I have to ask you, what exactly is it?
Yes, I am a big fan, and I do get asked that a lot. Look, to be honest with you, the paleo diet as such has probably changed a lot over the last 2 to 3 years, but primarily what it is about is actually going back to, kind of hunter-gatherer type lifestyle and actually looking at where in our current, agricultural model of food we've started going a little bit amiss and getting back to that more sort of, just really more traditional food. So whole foods, meats, vegetables, fruits, nuts and seeds, while eliminating foods that are problematic for the individual.
Okay, so it sounds a little bit primitive, but then when you describe the actual food, it doesn't sound that primitive. So is there different sort of, fruits, meats and things we should be looking at?
The easiest way to look at it really is just to stick to seasonal foods. With the way, big shopping centres and things like that are these days, people think, and especially young children think that, we get apples all year round and we get bananas all year round. And these foods are meant to be seasonal. So the easiest thing to do is to just go back and have a look and see what fruits and vegetables are actually seasonal and stick to eating those. And the plus side of that is they end up being a lot cheaper for you to buy as well.
Mm. Well, at Mindfood, we've always sort of pushed and always do in terms of in season, so within the pages in the magazine and online, whatever is in season, we will cook from. For the consumer at home, though, and, they're time poor, perhaps, there are budget issues, whatever, when they walk into a supermarket, how hard is it for them to stop and think, well, hang on, is this in season, is that not? Are not our supermarkets stocked with every type of fruit and vegetable we actually want?
Yes, I know. And I guess, look, one of the things that I actually do in my clinic, and there's actually a copy in my book, is actually give people a seasonal produce list. I encourage them to pop that up onto their freezer so that they can have a quick scan when they're looking at what they need for the week and just have a look and check and get an idea of what foods are actually in season. But a general, I guess, easy kind of hint is when you go into a supermarket, usually the cheapest vegetables and fruits are going to be those that are in season.
Yeah, because of the volume of them and, the readability.
Exactly right. Yep.
So tell me, why has it become such a fad? What is it about the paleo? Is it just had incredible marketing behind it or something?
Look, I think probably the easiest thing to probably pin it on is our obesity epidemic that we actually have worldwide, and people actually looking to want to find a way to better their health, to maintain a natural weight that's actually good for them, and something that's actually going to give them longevity. Where, there's a lot of these health conditions that people live with that aren't actually normal, and we don't need to have them in everyday life. So things, again, that I see a lot in clinic are, constant headaches, IBS-type symptoms, bloating of the stomach, all these sorts of things. People are out there looking for ways to try and eliminate these from being a problem in their life. And I guess following the paleo template is one of the easiest way that can be done. It doesn't hurt that at the moment it seems to be a lot of the Hollywood crowd are getting onto it. And it is a very easy way to sort of balance out your weight.
Is it, do you think, as you mentioned your clinic and people coming in and, all the different concerns, what is the underlining problem though? Is it stress related? Is it people aren't happy in society? Like, what do you think it is that is causing this huge anomaly at the moment with people's weight gain?
Yeah, well, like I actually touch on in the book, I think that diet has obviously a fundamental role in our health, but I also spend a lot of time talking with people about lack of sleep, about stress that we have in our society today, about getting adequate movement, and about simple things like actually getting out in nature. And that's where I guess I probably look at things a little bit differently than, you know, paleo isn't just all about the food. You really need a combination of all of these things, and then you start looking at more of a paleo type lifestyle, about getting back to how our body actually really wants to function. So sleep is a big one. Sleep is a massive one. Everyone's sleep deprived these days, and it wreaks havoc with our systems. Yeah.
Do you think it's, though, as a community, we've become far too sort of reliant on screen time? You know, like I know myself, you know, we've got iPads, we've got phones, we've got TVs, we've got laptops. It kind of...
exactly right. We're too plugged in all the time.
It's like, oh, hang on, I'll just do another email, or hang on, I'm just waiting for this. You know, how does all that stop?
Yeah, well, I like to get people to put in, you know, just a conscious effort to start doing things like at, you know, generally about 8 p.m. at night, start winding down and switching off those devices. You know, your emails don't need to be checked all the time. There's a wonderful concept out there called Calm Box. So it's C-A-L-M Box. And you can actually put that as a little tagline at the bottom of your email to say that your emails only get checked once in the AM, at once in the PM, and never in between. And I think that's a fantastic idea. You know, we need to start employing these sorts of ideas so that we're not plugged in all the time, and we allow our bodies to have that downtime. You know, again, I hear stories of people waking up at 2 o'clock in the morning and checking Facebook or listening to podcasts. And, you know, you just need to, when the sun goes down, put your technology away and just relax a little bit.
It's interesting, though, isn't it, how everything's sort of tied up, you know, sleep and stress and eating and wellness. And don't you think, though, there is a move back to just fairly basic, simple principles of living, you know?
Absolutely.
And as you said before, back into Mother Nature.
Absolutely, absolutely. And this is primarily, I guess, what the whole paleo movement is actually about. It's about seeing this and recognising that we've moved a little bit too far away from what our bodies traditionally like to do. And it's not about telling people to go back and start living, you know, in the bush and living in tents and whatever. It's just recognising that these things have a fundamental impact on our body and our health, and just trying to bring a little bit of that natural sort of lifestyle back into our, I guess for most of us, our city dwellings.
For a lot of, you know, listeners today, though, you know, as consumers, we seem to have a thirst for salt and a thirst for sugar and a thirst for fast and convenience. It is hard, though, isn't it? Because once you get a taste for that, and, you know, you perhaps get the 3:30, 4 o'clock munchies at work, or, you know, whatever time at, you know, home, it's sometimes hard to break those habits.
It is very hard to break those habits, but wouldn't it be nice to break them? What I, you know, again, in the book, I've actually got a 28-day reset for people to actually do. And, you know, realistically, that's all it takes. If you give yourself that dedication to stick out those 28 days, actually change your taste buds, you know, change some of those mind connections, the results speak for themselves, and, you know, fundamentally you'll be a different person, and you won't get that 3:30-itis. You know, we shouldn't be having 3:30-itis. You should be getting your second burst of energy at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Wouldn't that be wonderful? So, you know, I guess it's one of those things.
The mind food office.
Sorry?
It would be in the mind food office. I tell you what, at that 3:30, we're all kind of like, who's going to go do the chocolate run?
But don't forget as well, it's also about making simple little swaps. You can change it to, you know, get someone to make some beautiful raw chocolate with some nice raw cacao in it, so you're actually getting the good magnesium, the good antioxidants, and the good energy boost.
Yeah.
So it's about making those little changes. You know, you don't need to miss out on all the good stuff.
Claire, what's the name of your book?
It's called Optimum Health, The Paleo Way.
Wonderful. Okay, look, thank you very much for being on today's show.
Thank you. I appreciate the time.
And for more details on Claire's book, go to mindfood.com.
Mindfood Radio. Smart thinking with Michael McHugh.